Good afternoon. This side is hot. Only three people left. Good. I have a testimony before I share the Word of God. I'm a chaplain of Hiroshima prison. I go to Hiroshima prison a couple times a month, and last Monday, I met a man, maybe mid-50s or close to 60s. He made some kind of crime. I didn't ask about what he did, but he said his wife is Korean, and his wife is Christian. And after he was caught by police, before he was caught, he went to church a couple times with his wife, but he was not interested in Christianity at all. But after he was caught, his wife gave him the Bible, and he started reading the Bible. And after that, I don't know how long did it take, but maybe about less than 1 year, he read through the Bible four times. He didn't show his Bible because he could not bring anything to the room we can meet, but he said he really wanted to show the Bible. His Bible is full of notes he wrote. And he became a Christian completely, just reading the Bible four times. And he wake up five every morning and pray. And his wife sends him a devotional note kind of thing, book. So he read the devotional book and read the pray and reading Bible. And he said, I'm so busy every day, you know, in jail, in prison, because I have to read the Bible and devotional notes and pray. And he has to be jailed maybe in 2 years, but he said, I'm really, thank God I'm in prison, you know, because I was caught. I knew God. I met God, and I was saved. This is true testimony. His family live in Okayama. He said he's going back to Okayama, but maybe he'll visit our church someday, you know. But praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. So please pray for ministry in prison too. This afternoon I'd like to share the Word of God. Our title is Freedom. Somebody said freedom in the testimony a couple times, you know. So I don't know. The Holy Spirit leads this theme, this service today. This is one of the series of my the whole series of this year, Message of the Cross. Number one, let me read Romans 6:22-23. This is New Living Translation. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Freedom for free. Three F's. It's tough for Japanese. Freedom for free. Now, the Bible said we are justified by free. Paul said, the free gift of God is eternal life. So we got the eternal life, we are justified for free. We did not pay anything. We did not do anything, but just God gave us. God cleansed our sins. God justified us for free. And we have eternal life for free. What a sale. How much you have to pay if you want to get an eternal life? I don't know. Nobody can pay. And nobody knows how much we have to pay to be cleansed our sins. But God, gracious God, gives us our eternal life for free. Romans 3:23-24 said, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace throughout the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Justified freely. Maybe we cannot say, we cannot explain how wonderful we are cleansed, we are justified freely. But this is true. Jesus paid all our debts on the cross. That's why I said the message of the cross is freedom. This is the sign that your debts are paid, and our sins are cleansed, or we are justified. We got eternal life. So this is the sign. Colossians 2:14 said, we cancel the unfavorable record of our debts with its binding rules and did always with it completely by nailing it to the cross. Completely. This is today's English version, I think. Bible said our debts paid completely. Amen. Nothing left. Our church have a lot of debts. This building has to be, we have to pay 3 more years and for this building. But we have to pay for our next house another 5 years. Our financial debts are left on this earth, but our spiritual debts are gone. We paid. Amen. So I'd like to die now. No debts. I want to go to heaven. If you go to heaven, no debts. Amen. Freedom from sin. Our debts are paid. That's why we are free from sin. Jesus Christ died on the cross to make us free from the power of sin. Jesus died on the cross to make us free. We'll be freed in heaven, but we are free now. We are free from the power of sin. Romans 6:1-2 said, well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in? Jesus died for us to free us from the power of sin. However, we can still keep on sinning. We are free to sin. We can commit sin. We are free from sin, but we can keep on sinning because we are free. We are free from the power of sin, have been slaves of God. Now we do those things can lead us, holiness is the result in eternal life, for the wage of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Now we are free from the power of sin, but still, we can keep on sinning. So we are like the Garden of Eden, before Adam and Eve eats the forbidden fruit. So we can eat the fruit or not, but we are free. So we should use our freedom to become slaves of God. We are free. So we can go back where what we were. We can go back to be the slave of sin. But we should use our freedom to become slaves of God. So freedom to serve. So we are free, but we should not use this freedom to go back to our old lifestyle. But we use this freedom to become a new life, new lifestyle. In Galatians 5:13 said, "For you have been called to live in freedom, not freedom to satisfy your sinful nature, but freedom to serve one another in love." Amen. We are free, but we can use this freedom to satisfy our sinful nature. This is very important teaching. Sometimes our Christians misunderstand. We're justified, we're free from sin, so we can do anything. We are protected. Of course we are protected by Holy Spirit, but we are free. So we can use this freedom to satisfy our sinful nature. So Paul said, not freedom to satisfy your sinful nature, but freedom to serve one another. We are free by the blood of Jesus Christ, but we are not free. But to serve, we use this freedom to serve one another in love. So God doesn't control us like robots, you know. We are free, but we cannot move what we think, you know. That's wrong. God gave us freedom on this earth so we can do anything. So only one way we are free, not to go back to become the slave of sin. The only way is slave to serve God, to slave to God. That's the only way we are not going back to the sinful world. So please put your hands together now. Put your hand together. Yes. Yes. This is your old yourself, your sinful nature. Nobody can take your hands off. Only Jesus Christ can take your hands off you. Only Jesus Christ gives you the freedom. So take your hands off. So your hands are free. What are you going to do? Your free hands. Going back? No. Use your hands for each other. Use your hands to serve your neighbor. Don't use your hands, your free hand, not to satisfy ourselves. Okay, practice. Your hands are free now. What are you going to do now? Shake hands? Or massage? Good, good, good. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, use your hand. Your hands are free. Your hands are free. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Touch your baby. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, please keep this image. You know, your hands are free. Don't go back to yourself. You know, it's free to serve. Free. And somebody said, when the baby is born, the hands are closed, yeah. And when the people die, hands will open. Hands will open. So this is kind of the image, you know. God will give us life. Nothing. But when we leave this world, we will leave everything. You know, we will hand out the things we got. We will give everything because we cannot take anything into next world. So we have to use this freedom to serve one another. This is the only way. Otherwise, we will go back to be a slave of sin. So when we see the cross, this is the sign. This is the one we will follow, Jesus Christ. He became a human being not to satisfy himself, but to serve us. Right? We are the disciples of Jesus Christ. We have to follow Him. So when you see the cross, we have to think we are free, but to serve like Jesus Christ. We are free from sin. We're cleansed. We got eternal life for free. But not to satisfy ourselves. We don't know when we're going back to, we are going to the place Jesus is waiting. But until then, we pray that Lord give us the insight and power to use a freedom to serve God, serve one another. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this service, Lord. We praise your name, and we prayed, and we share the testimonies. And thank you, Lord, we are free. We are free from sin. But we could go back to the slave of sin, Lord. Lord, help us to use this freedom, not to satisfy ourselves, but to serve one another, Lord. Lord, give us this free hands now. Lord, let us use these hands to give peace, to love, to serve, Lord, to make the people happy, not to make ourselves happy, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.